Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now Joe Lacob has to explain to Klay Thompson the business sense. Look, I'm willing to pay. And that's a difficult conversation. I'm willing to pay. I'm not willing to pay for you. You are not worth that anymore. That's not how you have this conversation, right, of course. But that's the brick wall that whoever takes this general manager position is about to run into. Mm-hmm. You had your owner say that, but now you've got to have some sort of conversation. Or maybe Joe Lacob truly doesn't care. Mm-hmm. What's Clay's max? 50? Give him 50. Maybe we overrate Steve Ballmer and his FU money, and it's really Joe Lacob who's just like, I'll spend whatever.
Or, once again, on the flip side, Clay could say, I don't want to hear about money and overspending. Joe Lacob could be like, that was yesterday. I ain't paying that today. Simple as that. He could say that.
Shams. Reports from Warriors camp, Joe Lacob is a liar.
But to bring back the whole dynamic.
Then Woj tweets, Klay Thompson offered mid-level exception from. Oh, yeah, we could put these two together.
to bring it all back together, if Joe Lacob, say he did do something like that, say he came out with a press conference, it wasn't about Bob Myers or whatever, but it was about something else, and he said money's not an issue. And then a month later, Clay's like, you said money's not an issue, pay me my money. Joe Lacob's like, I'm not paying you that money. Bob Myers was there to say, Clay, look,
but
you know how Joe is. Let's figure this out.
Yeah.
That's
a good call.
Where the Bob Myers comes in. And if Mike Dunleavy or Lacob's son can't have that conversation with Clay or Draymond and get through to them to understand that the bigger picture of the situation, even if they feel disrespected or they're mad at Joe or whatever, Bob was there to say, I know. Come on, we'll figure this out.
I also wonder, that's a great point. That's a tremendous point. I also wonder if Bob would have pulled Joe aside right before he goes to the podium and says, hey, just be careful with the CBA talk. Like, don't. I know technically you write all the checks, but don't write one I have to cash. Don't do that.
Look, check this out. Did you catch the moment where Lacob was talking? Lacob just be talking. What? Like, sometimes I know I talk for a living or whatever. I understand. But sometimes, like in a general setting, I don't be trusting people that talk so much, man. Like, you talk too much. Like, I'm like, what are you trying to distract me from? Like, I'll just be talking, right? So, Lacob goes, he says something like, yeah, you know, we got this together and, you know, we got a plan in place and, you know, we're just going to be working. We're getting the draft coming. And look, and he was kind of half joking, but he goes, and look, we're going to work Bob all the way up to that June 30th end of his contract. We're working him all the way. And Bob was like, try that if you want to,
bro.
I'm gone after this press conference.
Bro, my plane is warming up now. Like, what are you talking about? The airspace has been reserved. There's a car waiting for me. We gone.
Bob Myers kind of chuckled or something. What did he say?
Bro, I'll be on the beach by the time you get out of the parking lot.
That cracked me up. Hello,
or, sir, I'm on my way to Steve Ballmer's office. Steve Ballmer said he wanted to talk. Steve Ballmer's taking me to Korean barbecue today.
I'm going to interview Ty Dolla $ign. I'm out of here.
What? Okay, now I'm fascinated. What would someone as wealthy at like if you're Steve Ballmer and Joe Lacob at Korean Barbecue, like, is Ballmer doing the cooking? Like,
No, you're bringing the assistant.
You've got the assistant to do the cook, who just
the assistant is absolutely
they
doing
take
the
notes
cook.
And cook. I just want to envision, like, I feel like Steve Ballmer with the cutting the steak with the scissors. And
now Ballmer, I do think would try it. Ballmer kind of positions himself as like an everyday man, even though he's unbelievably wealthy. Yeah, I'll get my feet dirty. I'll get my hands dirty. Yeah. I'm cooking here.
Grab a couple thighs here and there. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
That's so bizarre, bro.
Still one of the weirdest.
So bizarre. I've been to a lot of sporting events, seen a lot of great moments, been really excited. I give high fives, even a chest bump, like, let's go, all this. I've never been moved to rub the two people next to me rub their thighs.
But was it a rub or was it like a grab?
It was a grab and rub.
Oh, a grab.
He went.
Man,
he still does that too. They don't really put the cameras on him, but like you can catch him in the background by the hoop, and he's still grabbing the hell out of his thighs, bro.
Yeah, TNT thought like, yeah, let's not air that anymore. it's a little much.
I said, come on, man.
This man said a grab and rub.
That's what he was. That's what he does. That's what he does.
I need a minute. I ain't going to lie. I just need a minute. More shakeups in front offices around the NBA. We'll talk about that. And why does LeBron get criticized for something that's praised elsewhere in the league? It's my greeny tease for the day. I'll explain when D'Lo and Casey, brought to you by Sky River Casino, returns here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
DC continues streaming live on the Odyssey app.
HBO and Words Plus Pictures are currently in production on a documentary chronicling Barry Bonds.
Hey, let's go.
One of the greatest talents in the history of baseball and one of the most compelling and polarizing figures in all of sports. Executive producers of The Last Dance are part of this. The filmmakers will include a diverse cast of influential figures from Barry Bonds' life and career, and the opportunity for Bonds to actively participate and share his firsthand experiences remains available. Oh, interesting phrasing. Read that last line to you again. The filmmakers will include a diverse cast of influential figures from Barry Bonds' life and career, and the opportunity for Bonds to actively participate and share his firsthand experience remains open, meaning he is not yet to be a part of this documentary.
Well,
that's tough.
Yeah.
I think they're better when they're a part of it. I watched that whole Tiger Woods thing, thinking Tiger was a part of it until the second episode started. I was like, oh, this
I was just about to say it wasn't Tiger wasn't a part of it. Tiger, no, I didn't see the second one, the second episode.
It was trash. Yeah. I mean, it was what it was. Like, it covered Thanksgiving on. Yeah. That's what it was.
I'll go back and watch that. I didn't see.
I don't want to say it was trash. It's what you'd expect. Like, it was the salacious stuff, and it's just tough when you do that. And you know, the subject isn't a part of it. They tried to make it seem like he was with some strategically placed, you know, previously recorded interviews, you know, from elsewhere, but. Yeah, not my favorite.
I dig it.
Not my favorite.
Hey, I got another while you were sleeping that I didn't get to yesterday.
Who's sleeping in this situation? Me or you? Or us?
It's some guy that got knocked off on the got knocked out on the train.
Okay.
That's who it was.
I understand the movie reference, but you called this.
I don't know. But I got to. It's the movie.
I'm just trying to figure out who was sleeping. I'm sorry I asked.
while I was gone.
Okay. Now that I understand.
My boy retired. My boy Carmelo Anthony retired, man.
That's right.
It's my guy, man. Carmelo Anthony, as they would say in the garden. I was my guy, Carmelo. I wasn't always like a huge Carmelo fan. I wasn't crazy about him in Syracuse. I knew he was nice. You know, I respected his game. But he wasn't like my favorite player. And then I wasn't crazy about him in Denver. I think it's when he went to the Knicks. That's when I really like Carmelo.
Adds up.
Yeah.
It adds up.
So shout out to Carmelo. Yeah. I know James is not the biggest Carmelo fan.
No, I think he said some. You know, he might have not have said anything. He might have just let me do it. When I mentioned that Carmelo retired, he might have just sat there quietly and respectfully. I can't remember what he said about Carmelo. I think James respects Carmelo Anthony. He just doesn't particularly love him on the Sacramento Kings, which we pushed for like 3 years.
Yeah. Well, I don't think he likes it. He would say, we could ask him, but it's his brand of ball.
Yes, he does not like that. Okay. He does not like that.
So whatever. All the greats do it. Like all the greats do it. The only one who doesn't is Steph Curry.
Yeah, Steph is special.
And Steph gets into his dribbling bag and, you know, pick and roll and all this other. Like he does a lot of ball dominating himself.
Mm-hmm.
They all do it. I don't know why Carmelo gets pinned for being a ball stopper.
He didn't win. That's all it boils down to. Mm-hmm. I mean, James Harden would be talked about differently if the Rockets had won a title.
Hmm.
See that title with the Chris Paul hamstring year, where they were. I mean, I don't like him. I don't as a basketball player. I don't enjoy him. He was phenomenal.
Yeah.
But that title does, in my opinion, that title does nothing for Chris Paul.
Hmm.
It's like Chris. I mean, like from an outsider's perspective, obviously, it means the world to Chris Paul. Hmm. From an outsider's perspective, I don't think that title does anything for Chris Paul. It does everything for James Harden, though.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
It does. There's a lot of his narrative that changes if they win that title.
Yeah.
You mentioned your New York Knicks. Speaking of our guy, Scott Perry in the New York Knicks are parting ways.
I saw that yesterday. We actually saw that when we were at the barbecue house. And what was the first
thing? We saw between steaks, yeah.
What was the first thing I asked you with the notification? Because now this is in my head every time.
Were they getting what?
How was the message?
Oh, the messaging of the, yeah, the parting ways versus fired.
That's in my head now. I see that every time.
So this was a different. So those normally the fired parting ways. Those are normally Shams, Woj type. Like Nick Nurse, if I remember, was fired.
Mm-hmm. Nate McMillan was fired, wasn't he?
Nate McMillan was definitely fired.
Yeah.
But there's a few. I can't remember what Monty was.
Monty was
Williams. I'm sorry, Monty Williams. I can't remember what Monty Williams was.
I feel like it was relinquishing.
And I can't remember what Doc was. I think Doc was fired too. But Scott Perry and the Knicks are parting ways.
Just going our separate ways.
His contract actually runs out like in a month.
Mm.
And they just.
Same time as Bob Myers.
Same time. And neither one of them are going to be doing any work for their organization moving forward. So what's interesting, what Kenny and I were discussing last night, I think what's interesting about that is, do you hire someone to fill that role? And I know Scott Perry has tremendous relationships across the league and so on and so forth, but they've got a pretty interesting power dynamic there in New York with World Wide West and Leon Rose as the president of that group. Does again, every organizational tree is not the same. Across the league, it's not universal like how this looks. Like Phoenix, they just hired someone above James Jones. There was that position didn't exist before. They created it and filled it, and now James Jones has a boss that's not the owner of the team.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, I think, believes Leon Rose and World Wide West make the decisions with that team. That's not a knock on Scott Perry. That's the weight that those other two individuals hold.
Yeah.
So I'm curious if they fill that position or just kind of end the charade and like just let Leon Rose as the president of basketball operations. I think that's his official title.
Yeah.
Put together the team.
Yeah. I think, Like you mentioned, the structure and the tree of a front office is not the same everywhere. It's not a universal thing. But it really feels like with Leon Rose and World Wide West that I don't want to say Scott Perry wasn't needed, but that's just
too many
guys in that situation.
Yeah.
You just really need those two guys.
And his
or two of the three, however, whatever two you.
Well, his opinion out of those three, unfortunately for Scott Perry, his opinion mattered the least.
Mm-hmm.
Like he is by far the lowest on the totem pole with that group. And truth be told, whoever if they go the general manager route and hire a general manager, whoever fills that position. Mm-hmm. Like you could put Bob Myers in that position if you want to. He still ain't gonna be above Leon Rose or World Wide West.
Right.
So to me, it just makes sense to leave the position vacant unless you can bring in, like Leon Rose was an agent, unless you could bring in another agent type to where Leon Rose doesn't actually have to negotiate contracts with people and you have that. A lot of times, you know, these guys are buffers. Like we talked, and that very well may be true. I thought your analogy was perfect with Bob Myers and Joe Lacob earlier. Mm-hmm. Bob Myers is the kind of the voice of reason between, we talk about managing egos. Mm-hmm. All right, like you gave half of Joe Lacob's speech earlier. Like Joe Lacob has an ego as big as Draymond's, Steph's, Clay's, Kevin Durant's, Bob Myers, anybody's.
Yeah.
Bob had to manage those two entities. Sometimes general managers have to manage, depending on the structure of the organization, have to be buffers. And in some cases, they're like... No one even knows why you're laughing except me and Jesse. Will you knock it off?
Will you stop?
Will you stop? Sometimes you just general managers have to be middle management. That's all what it is. They just got to be middle management. And some guys it works for, some guys it doesn't. Like there's no one above Monty, right? It's Vivek.
Yeah.
But that's the structure of the Kings organization.
The basketball ops side,
right?
It wasn't the story. The tall tale was that Joe Dumars wanted a position above Monty McNair?
Allegedly, yes.
Yeah, allegedly.
Yes.
And
that sounds right.
No.
and Vivek said no, and he said, fine, I'm going to go work for the league.
Yeah. So, yeah, Monty's the...
And he, if you believe Warriors Twitter, he got back at Vivek by suspending Draymond Green.
Yeah, that was...
Because that... That
like you say, it always comes back to the Warriors.
That checks out, right?
That definitely makes sense.
Where did Joe Dumars used to work? Sacramento. No wonder he's suspending Draymond Green at Warriors World.
But in the Knicks sense, with everything you're talking about, middle management, all this other stuff, I feel like Scott Perry was probably there like, what am I even doing here? Like, I'm not doing nothing. Like, he's got that handled. He's got that handled. I'm just kind of here. I'd rather move on, have a little more say somewhere. So, Scott Perry's one of those guys who's been in around the league for years now.
Yeah. If he doesn't want to be unemployed this year, if he doesn't want to be unemployed this year, he won't.
Shout out to Ryan in the chat. He said, Shaq voice, what you say, D-Lo? What you say, Chuck?
both of you need to relax. Kenny and Jesse need to calm down because
I didn't even say anything.
Because Jesse's cutting up in the text thread right now.
And then Ernie be so pissed when he do that. Ernie be like, come on, Shaq.
hear him out. Hear what he's trying to say.
Come on, Shaq. Not this again.
I love Ernie.
I do too, man. Those are my guys, man.
You know one thing we didn't discuss yesterday in the midst of While You Were Sleeping and all of the sequels? Adrian Griffin became the Bucks head coach.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I get it. It's an NBA story. It doesn't really have, you know, any ties to Sacramento or whatever. I just think it's interesting. interesting one for a couple of reasons. One, it's obviously a huge job. Mm-hmm. It's one of the handful of, you know, massive jobs that have become available and are now filled. Adrian Griffin taking over, you know, was the Milwaukee Bucks head coach, and Nick Nurse taking over as the Philadelphia 76ers head coach, with the biggest job remaining still being Phoenix, and then Toronto and Detroit, all available right now. But there was a lot of talk and a lot written about Adrian Griffin. Kind of got the Giannis Antetokounmpo co-sign. Mm. There was a lot, I believe, and this might have been true for Philadelphia too, with Joe, but every, like, one of the final candidates, I think, met with Giannis. Mm. And given, you know, Giannis's future, because it's Milwaukee and it's not the glamorous market, it's always going to be discussed. Mm-hmm. The kind of side note to that is there's a lot of rumors about Milwaukee's future in Milwaukee. Mm. And so there's this dynamic to watch with the Bucks, but the Giannis cosign I thought was interesting, because you know how I feel about this. It's a really slippery slope to involve a player in this type of thing.
Yeah.
Because if Adrian Griffin doesn't work out, and or Giannis, for whatever reason, becomes frustrated with Adrian Griffin. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, this was your guy. Yeah. Like, whether you picked him or not, you co-signed him publicly. Mm-hmm. You co-signed him. And now there's this, now there becomes this thing where people, you've got to incorporate Giannis into this. You got to incorporate Joel in this. Meanwhile, the LeBron James hate train picks apart, you know, like the GM.
The GM.
And everything he does, you know, with whatever team he's with, in terms of, oh, he got David Blatt fired so he could get his boy Ty Lue hired. Yeah, I don't know if there was any stories with him and Darvin Ham. I have no idea. But, like, you're the same publications who praise what the Bucks did with Giannis Antetokounmpo vilify the teams that did it with LeBron James. And I just find that equally confusing and fascinating.
Mm. I agree 100%. And, you know, it's one of those things where you mentioned it before. If I was a player, I might be like, don't ask me. Because if it goes wrong,
yeah, don't put it on me.
Yeah, they're going to be putting it on me. Or if I want to leave, they're going to come back to me. Well, you co-sign. I don't want none of that. I want to be able to play basketball and make decisions about my career freely without thinking that I have to stay somewhere or I have to stick out something because I had a conversation with you guys about the head coach. So obviously Giannis didn't do that, which is, I want to say, surprising, but I mean, as my guy Guru would say, let's just put the rat on the table.
Why does he do that? Where is that saying from?
I don't know.
That's legit know. A Guru thing, yeah, like putting a rat on a table.
Put the rat on the table.
We are not eating Korean barbecue at Guru's house. I don't know why Guru got rats on the table. I remember someone bringing up that phrase before. I was like, why? Why did he do that?
I don't know. But we heard the same things, that Giannis may not be long for Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm. You know? We heard Milwaukee may not be long. We heard the Bucks might not be
long
for Milwaukee.
I don't think the Bucks are moving.
I don't think they are either.
I think they may be changing ownership.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, I mean, they just built Pfizer Forum. I'm sure there's a 30-year lease in that situation, like Golden 1 Center or something like that. So, yeah, for him to, like you said, publicly come out, co-sign the coach, I mean, if I'm a Bucks fan, I've got to feel good about that. I'd be really disappointed if Giannis left Milwaukee before his contract was up. Once he's a free agent, you know, you can do whatever you want. You brought the city a championship. You can do whatever you want. But if he asked out, I'd be disappointed.
See, and that's the thing. That doesn't feel like a Giannis move.
Right. That's why I feel disappointed.
And I guess it's not a move until you do it. Right. But it doesn't feel like, that just doesn't feel like the way Giannis would go about business. Nothing about him feels like that. I just, and I could be making this up. So if I am, forgive me. I feel like Kobe was asked about this one time. Like, do you want to be involved in the, like he was asked in a media forum, mm-hmm. you know, do you want to be involved in the hiring of the next head coach? And to the best of my knowledge, he didn't elaborate. He was, no, it's not my job. Hmm. Now, I think there's an exception. There is a, but one time, I do believe he was a big part of Phil getting hired. Hmm. But that was, you know, when he was at the, you know, post Phil, I want no part of that.
Right.
Now, again, that could be what he said publicly, and we know, you know, the relationship Jeannie and Kobe had. Hey, Jeannie, what are we thinking? Like, what are we doing? He could have been inquiring right. about it, but, like, you know, these meetings of, you know, meeting with star players on franchises, it's fascinating, but it does put those guys in a really, really difficult spot. I think it puts the players who willingly participate, I think it puts them in a difficult spot. I think it puts everybody in a difficult spot if – and only if it doesn't work out.
Right.
If it does, great. Right. Leonis is a genius.
Or, yeah, GM. Yeah, GM.
I don't know. Works.
Don't worry. Don't mind
me. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
I'm happy for Adrian Griffin, though, to get that opportunity.
Yeah.
Usually, we've talked about it a number of different times, coaches like Adrian Griffin don't get opportunities like that
good
is
ones.
To coach the Bucks. Mm-hmm. You know, they got to go to Houston or something like that.
So I'm excited. You know, that's why part of me, you know, as much as I don't want the Kings to lose Jordy Fernandez, that's part of why I'm excited. Like, mm-hmm. that, I feel like that Toronto job is good. Mm-hmm. It's not a...
I agree.
It's not a, you know, with all due respect, that's not a Detroit position. Right. That Detroit position is tough. I don't know if it's going to be bad as Steven Silas taking over Houston. Mm-hmm. I think there are a few years... ahead of that, like, I can't, like, when you talk about teams that aren't really good right now, but you see it, that's Orlando. Mm-hmm. I see it, like, I get it, and I want to watch it.
Right.
Detroit, I thought I was like, I'm interested this year, and it did not take
worst
long.
Worst record in the league. Huh?
It did not take long before it was like, you know what? I don't like this show. I'm gonna go watch something else.
Have you ever walked out of a movie? I've never been that upset with a movie to walk out. Like, I hear people saying, they're like, it was so bad, I walked out. I didn't finish it. No, come on, man. Just watch the rest of the movie.
I've never seen a
movie that bad.
I've walked out of a movie because that takes effort. I don't think I have. I've turned movies off.
Yeah, now that's different. You got
I've tried
at home or something.
Yeah,
like that.
I've tried to watch movies and just completely spaced out because mm-hmm. it was. And 20 minutes later, after looking at clothes or shoes or something, what the hell is going on in this movie? I hate to do this to her. I tried to watch The Woman King, the Viola Davis joint.
I hadn't seen that one.
And it lost me quick. Mm. And then before you know it, like, I had Amazon boxes being delivered to the house. Like, all this stuff was happening, and I look back up at the screen. What the hell are they talking about? Turned it off, never went back to it. Now, that may not have as much to do with the movie as much as it does with my attention span.
Yeah.
But I didn't get lost watching Creed.
No, there's that.
I didn't get lost watching, you know, Wakanda Forever or it, that movie just sometimes movies. You have to catch me quick. Like, quick, like, with anything. I would, a friend you went to elementary school with, private school with, sent me a podcast to listen to.
Mm.
And I was like, it was 3.5 minutes into it. I was like, dude, I don't think I can listen to this. He was like, no, I skipped the first episode, you know, start with the second one. I was like, I'm listening to the second episode. These idiots are just sitting around, like, cackling at each other. And then it dawned. I was like, wait, is that what we do? Do we do that? I don't think that's what we do. And I was like, I can't.
The guy did say I should stop laughing so much.
I was like, the guy does hate you. We lost a listener. You're welcome, Chris and Co., because this guy hates Kenny's laugh. Tunes us out every time Kenny laughs. But yeah, you have to get my attention quick. Song, anybody, podcast, movie, I will turn it off.
Anybody who said they walked out of a movie theater and walked out of a movie is just grandstanding. There's no need to walk out of a movie theater.
I can't.
You're just grandstanding at this point. You're just doing it to say, I'm grandstanding.
Okay. Okay. I got one.
Don't be walking out of
no place. No. I got one. But this, this is what we do, right? Okay. We just talk. Yeah. This wasn't a statement. I literally could not watch it on the big screen. Like I couldn't watch it. I left Passion of the Christ.
Now, I've never seen that. I heard that got a little.
It was like, yeah, I can't watch this.
That's okay.
This is a
I
lot.
I mean, just because I haven't seen it
on
but
a
I 200 heard
foot
a
screen
lot.
Or whatever yeah. it is. Like, I'm good. I think I'll leave. I did leave that movie.
Visually, they didn't. They showed everything they could.
Yeah,
I
was like, I'm gonna leave this movie again. It wasn't grandstanding. Trying to make a point. It was legit. Like I can't.
You know,
sit
I'll
through
leave,
this.
I'll leave anything like that.
Yeah,
not yeah, I, religion, but you
no.
know.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, I couldn't
broken
sit through
bones
that.
And
there was a
piercings.
Scroll,
and,
this,
yeah, no.
This is not my genre.
Oh no,
where is Bernie Mac? That's I need a Bernie Mac cleanse right now because this ain't working. Our man David Patrick going to join us here at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. Man, excited to talk to our coach, man. He's I'm sure had a very, very busy offseason. We'll catch up with him. And more importantly, he's got a basketball camp that you and your little ones can be a part of beginning next Tuesday.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
D'Lo and KC continues, streaming live on the Odyssey app.
Coach David Patrick going to join us coming up in just a couple of minutes. Top of the hour, to be exact. Got a note. I actually didn't know this. Zach Chappelle working out for the Sacramento Kings today.
I just saw that on Instagram, man. Big ups to our guy Zach, man. Sacramento Kings work. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Shout out to the Kings for making sure Zach Chappelle got in there, man. Mm-hmm. That's great for him. We're 4 weeks and a day away from the NBA draft. A couple of workouts going on over the weekend. Sean Cunningham reported, I think it was Jalen Wilson from Kansas was here. I'm missing one. Trace Jackson?
Yeah.
Trace Jackson Davis from Indiana?
Yeah, I remember his three-name guy. Yeah.
Well, that's really going to confuse the TNT crew if this dude makes the team. They are going to be confused.
They'll call him Reggie Jackson. Yes.
Reggie, Terrence Reggie Jackson. Wait, what is it? They're going to have a tough time. But yeah, workouts going on now.
Yeah.
With the draft.
Jalen Wilson, you know, I was big on Jalen Wilson as the college basketball season was going on. Like I said earlier, or I said on Twitter, I watched a lot of Big 12 basketball this year. It was probably the best conference in the country. That's why I watched a lot of it. But I saw a lot of Kansas and Kansas State and Texas. And Jalen Wilson, every time I watch Kansas play, he looked like the best player on the floor. I know Gregory Dick is going to get a lot of, like, buzz and people. I think they got him going lottery. Good ball player. He's a really good ball player. But I always felt Jalen Wilson was the best player on that team. And I remember talking about it during – the season on the show, like, yo, this matter of fact, it was a game that you watched, and you watched, I think it was Kansas versus Kansas State, and Jalen Wilson at like 30, and it's like, yeah, boy's nice. I was like, yeah, he's going like projected to go second round. You're like, that guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like,
that was his night. Yeah, or afternoon.
Yeah, yeah, he's a ball player, man. Yeah. So I love hearing him coming into town. I think Keontae Johnson came into town like last week. I feel like I heard that. He's a guy at Kansas State who I really like. So, you know, it's interesting to see these guys coming here at the 24 spot. I had a conversation today on Twitter with Bryant West. And
Bryant, I think, joining us next week, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's
much
it's,
needed.
It's hashtag Bryant West season.
It's time. And they had a conversation about Amani Bates. And me and Kay Phippen were like, yo, I know there's some projections out there that Amani's like late end of the second round. I said it.
Of the second round?
Yeah. I've seen such a varying degree of.
Like the end of the draft.
Yeah. I've seen.
And you're about to say draft this man at 24, aren't you?
But I've seen him drafted at like 20.
How can there be so?
I don't know. I don't. Maybe some people are like me. Where like, yo, this was the number one player in the country. He went and, you know, struggled at Memphis. Mm-hmm. I even think he was like 17 when he was at Memphis. Left Memphis, went to Eastern Michigan, which is a mid-major. Averaged 20 a game there, but it's a mid-major. And I don't know, maybe people just aren't believing it. He had a controversial situation where he got arrested on gun charges, came out, the charges were dropped. It wasn't his gun or car. I don't know. I can't remember exactly what happened there. I got to read up on that. But that just that situation has given people red flags for Amani Bates. So I've seen him all over the draft. And I, like you said, I wouldn't hesitate. I'd take him at 24. I would take him at 24. This is a guy that has the capability to be that third scorer on the wing that we talk about. And
so
I take a chance with him. I understand people are like, if Monty McNair and all these other guys have good intel that he'll be there with their first pick in the second round, then obviously don't take him at 24. Like if they're like, no, like he's not going in the first round, like we can wait, then obviously take him at 38. But if it's up in the air, I'd have no problem with taking him at 24. None whatsoever.
So in that idea, and you got cosigns on this yesterday. This isn't just Kenny Caraway.
Me and Kay Phippen were that way. Brian, the 24, some people were like, I like him, but not that much.
Too high.
Yeah.
Most
people were like that.
So let me ask you regarding Amani Bates then. Is that a, you know, kind of what you thought Harry Giles would be. Is that a be patient situation? Get him in here, year or two to develop, work. Is that your thoughts with him, or is he playing this season?
I think he plays this season.
Because let me give you the full context of what's running through my head right now. Is you've been adamant that you think there can be a player in this draft that can help the Kings this season. And you think Amani Bates is that?
Yeah, I think he could be. Now, the difference with him and Harry Giles is Harry was – it was like an injury concern. Like, you got to get his knees back up into shape. And that's why he didn't play. Amani, which he said –
yeah, it was probably a bad example. I meant more like it was a
– I know what you mean.
I hate the term project, but –
yeah. But Amani would be a little bit of a – like, so I'll say this. If Amani Bates started in Stockton, I wouldn't be surprised, and that wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. Even with what I just said, with the guy at 24 helping you out, that wouldn't be surprised, and that wouldn't be the worst thing in the world if the Kings drafted him at 24 and he started the season in Stockton. Because there may be some type of development. Like, you got to – he's got to work on his body. Like, he's a skinny young man right now. So he's got to get his grown man strength and get with the NBA team to kind of work on his body a little bit. But I just believe – the possibility of the upside is that great where I would take a chance on him. I'd take a chance on him. And here's the other thing about it. Like, a lot of the other guys that people talk about at 24, you kind of know my philosophy on this one. They're like these – they don't have the ceiling of Amani Bates. And that doesn't mean Amani's going to reach that ceiling. But you say what's the best he could be and what's the best, like – Trace could be, I think Amani's way higher than Trace. But Trace may be a little more reliable, right? But I think you can find those guys anywhere in this league. You can find them in the second round. You don't have – for me, the first round, I want a guy that can go get some buckets for me that I can play in the fourth quarter of Game 7 against the Warriors. And I can get buckets from. That's what this team, that's one of the things this team needs. And Amani could possibly be that at some point in his career. Trace, you could go get a guy like Trace Jackson and you get him in the second round. You can find Herb Jones second round. You can find those guys. The guys that can go get it, I think those are always the first round guys.
Interesting.
So just a thought. I don't know. I mean, there's a couple guys. Like, I like Keontae Johnson as well. I know he's not a first-round guy. You can go get him in the second round, and he's not the defender that, you know, maybe you're looking for. But I just love his toughness. He kind of gives me, like, Dylan Brooks vibes without, you know, being a knucklehead, at least as far as I know. Like, he's got that type of body type and that type of game.
What was the kid in Houston? Was it Jaden Hardy? What was the kid in Houston? I think it was Houston that they drafted last year.
Dallas.
In trade.
Oh, Dallas, yeah.
Oh, it's Dallas. Hardy. He was solid.
It's nice.
At times, really good.
Yeah. No, he could go. He could go. That was a missed opportunity.
And so I bring his name up because it feels like it's got to give you a lot of confidence in spotting talent later, you know, outside of, because, you know, Monty has selected it. You know, he selected Tyrese. What was that, number 7 and 11? You know, 11 was Davion. And then, of course, you know, drafting Keegan at 4. Well, now he's at 24. And now you've got these later round picks. Now you've got some roster changes that are on the way because of, you know, contractual situations. Right now there should be some confidence that he can, you know, pull some picks. Late in that draft, I still like Nemias Keita. Keita, of course, a second round pick. He's a guy I'd really like to see more of. I know there are some things that just kind of miss with him, but I'm hoping Stockton. I mean, he was really good in the G League. I'm hoping he gets more of an opportunity. I do hope he fills that Alex Len role. You know, I guess there probably needs to be a buffer between Alex Len. There needs to be a buffer between the Nemias Keita and the Montas Sabonis. But from what Monty has done in the second round so far, I actually like, even for the ones that aren't wearing Sacramento Kings uniforms.
Yeah, well, dude, that's the catch 22 of it all. Like, he had Hardy and let him go for money. Like, why not just, like, I thought that was a great pick.
Yeah.
When he made it.
Yeah.
I was like, and he's another guy that had red flags coming out of G League Ignite and things. That I was like, that's a great gamble. And
We're a stable franchise now. Red flags don't matter.
Bring them all in.
Bring them all in. Bring them all. We ain't that frat. You can't. You know what's? But you know what burns brighter than a red flag? A beam.
That's right. That's right. But I mean, like you said, Keon Ellis. I like Keon Ellis. I saw some video of Keon over the weekend where, you know, he's getting it in. You know, I want to see what he does this summer.
Can't remember what number Keon was drafted. Do you? Not that it. I mean, not super important. I am going to look because I'm curious. But.
Yeah, it's funny that you bring up the Alex Len situation because our guy Mark Jones posted a video of Alex Len working out, and he said he talked to him, and Alex said he's been working out since the season ended. I wouldn't mind bringing Alex Len back.
Oh, I wouldn't mind that at all.
And I'm not even saying it in play because I think you do have to see Kata and see who he is. So Alex Len may be back in the same role he was in this past year as the third center, might not play a lot. You know, if somebody gets injured, he gets an error, whatever, or later and after you see what Kata is, maybe Kata isn't what you thought he was, you could bring Len in there. But I wonder how much that would cost. Mm-hmm. I wonder if he'd be open to it. I was like, I would bring Alex Len back. I would try to bring him back.
There's probably some discussion to be had on that.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.